This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives on Friday approved a $2.2 trillion aid package, the largest in American history, to help people and businesses cope with the economic downturn inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic.
A quorum is present. The motion is adopted.
The massive bill rushes billions of dollars to medical providers on the front lines of the outbreak. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that members from both parties were able to put aside their differences to do what is best for the country.
We're so pleased today to be able to have passed on the floor practically unanimously this important bill, CARES. And we want to demonstrate that we do care for the American people in every way.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy sought to reassure small business owners who have had to close because of the coronavirus pandemic.
To every small business that is asked to shut down and everyone who works for a small business, now the resources are there for you.
The Senate has already approved the bill by a unanimous vote. President Donald Trump has said that he will sign it into law. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for the new coronavirus. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
I've developed mild symptoms of the coronavirus, that's to say, cough.
In a video posted on Twitter, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he was tested for COVID-19 on the advice of Britain's chief medical officer, and that test came out positive.
I am working from home, I'm self-isolating.
But Johnson says he will be able to continue with his responsibilities
to lead the national fight back against coronavirus.
If Johnson does become unable to work, the government says Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab will replace him. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. South Africans woke up under lockdown Friday, struggling to adapt to some of the toughest restrictions in the world as the country recorded its first coronavirus deaths and confirmed cases rose above 1,000. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
South Africans woke to a 21-day lockdown on Friday, some of the toughest measures in the world, as the country recorded its first coronavirus deaths and confirmed cases rose above 1,000. But the results are mixed and underlines the difficulty other countries in the region may face if the disease takes real hold. The streets of Johannesburg are practically deserted, for example, while military and traffic police have been removing homeless people from the streets and forcing them into shelters. But not far away in Alexandra and other poorer townships, large crowds are still gathering,